exciting. Austin and Hannah have decided that they would like to be baptized. Let's go ahead and start with prayer. Heavenly Father, as we go into this time, we ask that the result will be your glory and the proclamation of how wonderful and good you are, our Savior. Please be glorified in the name of Jesus. Amen. A sacrament, which is baptism, is an outward sign of an invisible grace. And in the church, according to the scriptures, there are two, baptism and the Lord's Supper. Both of these signs point to something wonderful, something beautiful, something that God has done for us because we were totally and completely incapable of doing it ourselves. God has provided the means for us to be forgiven of all of our sins, made new, and reconciled to Him. He has made it possible for us to become His sons and His daughters, and even has chosen to dwell in us through the Holy Spirit. In baptism, we are reminded of the reality that we truly must die to ourselves in order to be washed clean and made new. This is symbolized by going under the water. In baptism, we're also reminded of the new life that we have in Christ Jesus, made possible by and through the power of Christ's resurrection. This is symbolized by coming out of the water. Today, in Austin and Hannah's baptism, Austin and Hannah are proclaiming and demonstrating the reality of what has already happened in them. When they confessed their sins and asked for forgiveness of them and accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they and all that they had done and all that separated them from God died. And God raised them to new life through the power of Christ's resurrection. Austin and Hannah are forevermore and will always be children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. In baptism, Austin and Hannah, out of obedience to God, are proclaiming that truth to the world. The truth being Jesus, the one who has changed them and to whom they now belong. I'm going to ask them some questions which we have discussed beforehand, but before we get there, I'm going to ask them if there's anything that you would like to share. And Austin?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the microphone too.
Oh,
here. Well, you can if you can speak loudly. It's
I can talk pretty loud.
Okay. Hannah may need the mic. So,
so something that's been on my mind is just kind of my journey here. So I was raised in the church. I just didn't really know God. No one really explained it at a level I really understood. And then when I was 16, my uncle, who's probably still my best friend to this day, decided he was going to take his life. And that led me down a pretty deep and dark rabbit hole. So I really questioned God and what He actually was. And I struggled for a long time there. I hurt a lot of people. I was angry. I fought against my parents a lot. I went against a lot of really good judgment of my own that put me into just darker and darker and deeper holes. And then I came here. I moved in with my dad, wanting to build more of a relationship with him. He was in the military, so him and my mom were split up, and I always wanted to be closer with my dad, so I decided, you know what, it's what I need to do. So I left a letter to my mom and jumped on a plane and moved in with my dad, only to find out that summer that I had moved that he was actually getting deployed again. And that was going to be for quite some time. So that whole plan went out the window. That was probably another pretty rough year of my life. I questioned just a lot of humanity. I struggled having good people in my life. At the time, I had Todd and Joanne, I was working for them, and they were probably the two best people I had at the time. And then I started to, when my dad came back, I started to really make myself busy. I became severely depressed, and so I figured if I was busy, I couldn't think about that stuff. And so I was in football, and I was focusing on football. I worked. I also had youth group, and then I also had, Alan had a men's group that we had going on Tuesday nights after football practice, and I think that's when I really started to find God with a lot of young men that were my age or around my age, and so that really strengthened me moving forward. And then after I graduated and moved away to Wyoming, I kind of lost that and hadn't attended any sort of church service or anything like that since, until I came back here again. And Terry Roberts, I had attended the Super Bowl Sunday, I believe, and he had found out I was here, and he had called me and was so excited that I was back and wanted to get together. He wanted to go hunting. He wanted to just chat. And so that's kind of what made me come back to the church, is I had all these people I didn't know that were waiting. I had Todd, Dan Neiman, Alan doesn't come here, but he was another guy that pushed me mentally in my own mind to go to church. And even when we had talked, he had encouraged me to go back to church, and so I did. So those guys are, I hold them to a very high degree in my life. We also were in a tough situation for housing, and you guys know we asked you to pray. We found a house, and our two landlords, Gary and Charlene here, have been everything we ever dreamed of. They're amazing people. We have chickens. We never imagined renters would give us chickens, and we have chickens, and we got our first puppy, and they gave us a home that, you know, we could have a family and actually be stable. I think that's something that Hannah and I really struggled with for a long time. We lived in a camper out in Wyoming, and it went okay, but as you know, fifth wheels start to deteriorate, and it would leak, and so there's mold. The winters were very brutal, so even the wood stove I had installed in the camper, it was not keeping up with the negative 50 degree weather that we were experiencing. So we were going to bed pretty much in the same clothes we were getting up in the day with, and I can't tell you how many blankets we had in the bed. But she's another gal here I'd like to thank. She's been with me through thick and thin. She'd sleep with me under a bridge truly if it came to it. And that's something I always prayed for. It's something I always wanted in my life. So she sacrificed a lot. I've had a lot of people sacrifice a lot in my life. And it's gotten me to this point, and I couldn't be more thankful. So Alan, Terry, Dan, Kevin, Todd, all you guys, Scott, the men's breakfast, I really appreciate you guys. And I've been here at this church for almost a year now. We're coming up there pretty soon. But yeah, you guys all mean a lot to me. I enjoy every minute I have here. I could take months off and come back to this church and still feel just as welcome. For the first time ever, I like to worship and sing and talk to people afterwards and shake hands. And I started actually getting into scripture and sharing it sometimes with the guys, and really meditating and truly trying to find the meaning in it. And I really like to dig deep now and sit. And I've been hit quite a few times with some powerful passages, especially in Psalms right now. It's what I'm working through. But yeah, that's pretty much my testimony. So
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to ask Hannah to stand up. Is there something you would... Hannah said she may not talk as long as Austin, and she also gets a little nervous. So, Hannah, is there something you would like to say?
I don't know. He just told me to told our whole life story. I can try.
Okay. Would you like the mic? Here you go.
I need it.
Okay, here you
go. I don't talk as loud as he does.
Pin it right here.
Okay.
There you go.
Here, I'll button it so it stays. Now I don't have a hole for the button to go through. Okay. Well, now everything I was thinking about just kind of just went shoo, right out my brain.
You were going to talk about what Christ has done in your life and why you're bearing witness to him.
Okay. Bad with eye contact, so I'm just going to stare at the floor.
And remember, swallow.
So I don't.
Swallow.
Yeah. Okay. So growing up, I had a hard time growing up, and Christianity and God and all that stuff was always held in a bad way. And I had people in my life that they would fake being Christian to try to get the approval of others in bad ways. And that doesn't fully make sense, but I mean, it does to me. So because of that, it made it so I didn't want anything to do with that because it felt negative. And so my whole life until I was 17 and met him, I wanted nothing to do with it. And I met him and he knew it. He knew I didn't believe in it. I didn't want anything to do with it. Nothing. And then we'd been together for like 2 months, I think. And I asked him, I said, does it bother you that I'm not religious, but you are? And he told me that, well, he didn't want to force me to feel any way, but he told me that the only thing that bothers him is that he knows that when he goes to heaven that I would not be there and he would. And that really, really broke my heart when he said that. So he told me I need to swallow and I can't. Okay. And so because of that, it just flipped something in me, and it made me realize I needed to change. And so I did, and I did. It was hard, but I did everything I could to try to do what I needed to do for him. And then our daughter, when we had her, and then I had to change because of our daughter too. And then it wasn't until we started coming here recently that I really started to feel it. And feel it in my heart and my chest and my body and my mind. And it started feeling like a good thing. And it always felt so terrible to me. But he changed that for me. And now I'm going to be baptized. Is that good?
You did great, sweetie. I'm going to take the mic off because it doesn't blend with water real well.
No.
Actually, you need to take that off here.
This ain't room temperature.
Austin, I'm now going to ask you some questions which you've already affirmed to be true. Have you confessed your sins to God, aware of the consequences of your sins, and that there is no hope for forgiveness of them apart from what Jesus did for you when he died on the cross?
I have.
Have you asked God to forgive your sins?
Do you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the one who died on the cross for your sins and rose again that you might have life?
I do.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and sit in the water there?
You want to pretend we can maybe... Is there a bathtub in here somewhere?
Child of God, loved beyond all comprehension by your Heavenly Father, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Glory. Have you confessed your sins to God, aware of the consequences of your sins, and that there is no hope for forgiveness of them apart from what Jesus did for you when he died for you on the cross? Have you asked God to forgive your sins based on what Christ did for you on the cross?
Yes.
Do you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the one who died on the cross for your sins and rose again that you might have life? You are a child of God, loved beyond all comprehension by your Heavenly Father. I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let's go ahead. As she's getting out, I'd like to just close in prayer. Let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the new lives that you have caused to happen because of what you did in Jesus on the cross. May we also think about the new life that you have given us completely because of the work that you accomplished on our behalf. We love you, thank you, and give you our praise. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
If you would stand with us and please take out your hymnal and turn to number hymn 133. 133. Hark the herald angels sing.
see the guests from the Lutheran Church, and we're looking forward to the concert. We always like to take some time for pray together, to share concerns and praises, and so I thought of some verses this morning on prayer, and just thought I'd read these. This is from Ephesians 6, verses 18 through 20. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep an eye on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. So we try to take time each and every week, and we share things that we can be thinking about, praying for each other during the week. We have quite a number of folks that are out sick right now, and so we think about Don Kay. He's been running our soundboard in the back. He's been sick for a couple weeks. Be in prayer for him. Todd texted this morning, said he's under the weather. Cheryl Halverson is recovering as well. And then good to see Jane here this morning. I understand you have a dental procedure coming
Isn't
this
really
week.
Really looking forward to it. On Thursday at 9:20, I'm going to have 7 teeth removed locally.
Oh boy.
But I did ask for some gas. I'm going to pray for that.
We will. We're going to pray for you. Thank you. Also, be in prayer for Melvin and his family. Lila passed this past week. Long was in a care facility with complications of dementia. But Lila, of course, was a dear saint, and we loved her dearly. She was quite a testimony all those years. So be in prayer for Melvin and the family as well. And we'll stay tuned on the memorial service. I think they're still working that out. Anybody else would like to share this morning things that we can be? Yes, Marcia.
I got to see Lila a couple times since we've been back here. And the first time I went, I visited for a while, and mostly it was word salad that came out of her mouth, if you know what I mean. It was just, she was speaking with inflection, but it was words that didn't make sense. But towards the end, she looked at me with tears in her eyes. She said, "You love Jesus like I do, don't you?" And I said, "Yes, I do, and you do too." And she said, "I said, isn't he wonderful?" She said, "Yes, he is." And it was just—it was a really beautiful thing. It was Lila talking, and I was able to share that with Melvin too. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful moment. She was such a lady and such a heart for God and the gospel.
Amen. Quite a testimony to us. Yeah. Anybody else like to share prayer requests? Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. My grandson. Spent Friday night in the hospital. He's got pneumonia. He's pretty sick with it. So they were supposed. Lauren and the other two children were supposed to fly to Dallas yesterday to her mother and dad's. But not sure what's going to happen now. He's of course on antibiotics, but well, he said he's a little better today. We'll see.
And what's your grandson's name?
Samson.
Samson. Okay. Pray for Samson.
And Willie goes for a glaucoma test. Tuesday, they discovered high pressure when he went to get some new contacts, so it's like a 3.5-hour testing to see what's going on.
Okay, pray for Willie. We will. Thank you. Yes.
I just wanted to thank everybody for your prayers. I go in Wednesday, maybe Thursday, I can't remember, for my MRI. I'm trying to get ready for my next batch of repair work on my lower back. And I'm hoping for March. It hasn't been scheduled, but
afternoon, a group of us, led by Pastor and Diane, are going to be meeting with a gentleman who wants to be baptized. He is, maybe you can tell a little bit more about
it. He's a recent convert, 100% dead bound, but he has been walking with Jesus and anticipating going to glory someday, but wanted to be baptized. Mm-hmm. And so I've been meeting with him, and he's been real clear in his articulation and his faith in Jesus. But so today when we're doing that, there will be a few of us from the church and then some of his friends, doesn't have any family. And I'm not sure the friends are Christians. So it's going to be interesting as he bears witness even to his friends. So.
And that's testimony of those. Diane, if I understand, you've been caring for this gentleman?
Well, no, Diane is just going to go out and play the, I called her, she's such a, she's going to come play the guitar so we can sing.
Got it.
So, this all happened because Marge took a call from somebody in California who wanted us to follow up with this fellow. And so they left a message on the machine. And so.
Amen. Anybody else? Well, let's go to prayer, and those of you who would like to help lead out with some of these requests, and then I'll go ahead and close.
Father, today we thank you for the testimony that's been given of how Christ can change a life. And we thank you for those that ministered through the years to Austin and Hannah, and faithfully gave out your word and encouragement to them. And so we pray also for this man that wants to be baptized this afternoon. We pray that even though he's bedridden, that you will use him and his testimony, his love for you, to reach his friend that will be witnessing this event. We thank you now for all that you've done for each of us. In Jesus' name.
Father, I do pray for Art next door and the hip surgery that's around the corner for him. I pray also for the other folks who live next to us, that somehow through this church they could encounter you, in the name of Jesus.
And our Heavenly Father, we just bring each of these situations before you, folks that are struggling with their health and things that we can all be in prayer for during this week, encouraging one another. And lay these things before you. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for being a loving